Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
And I want to touch base on what is happening in the Middle East. Pat, Chris, I don't know if you're aware of this, but just yesterday, the president made made some statements regarding Syria that are very, very serious. Obama issued a warning. President Obama issued a warning to the Syrian president. And he says, I want to make it absolutely clear to Assad and those under his command. The world is watching. The world is watching. The use of chemical weapons is and would be totally unacceptable. And if you make the tragic mistake of using these weapons, there will be consequences. You will be held accountable.
Oh, wow.
I personally have not heard the president speak in such definitive statements like that. And so apparently there was no indication on why, the United States feels that Syria is preparing to use these chemical weapons. We know that they have them, but that they didn't say what their intelligence is telling them that they feel. You know, why would he say this right now at this moment in time? But you look at the Middle East; it's a cup of trembling. You've got what's going on with Syria. Israel just finished fighting a war with Hamas in the Gaza Strip, and now the Palestinians. The Palestinians, there's a whole bunch going on there. And it's interesting that they said, the president said, that this would be the red line. Not only did the president say this, but Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, a few hours before he gave this statement, said this would be the red line. I'm interested. I'm glad to know that they do have a red line, because when Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was asking for the red line in terms of Iran, they didn't know where that red line was.
Right,
but in terms of Syria, and obviously we don't want anyone, no matter who they are, to have chemical weapons, you know, used on them. So we're glad that they do have a red line. And so I'm glad that is clear. But what you're finding now, even though, I mean, he's saying this, even though he's allegedly empowering the opposition forces and is committed to seeing the president of Syria being removed. I mean, that's something that they're absolutely 100% committed to doing,
right,
as they did with Libya. We're still talking about Benghazi. We're still talking about
in Egypt.
And we're still talking about Benghazi. I mean, Benghazi is not going to go away. We had a U.S. diplomat, four Americans that were killed in Libya.
Right.
I mean, this is absolutely serious. And Israel is announcing, since the UN, the United Nations, and we shared about this last week on VFN Radio. If you missed it, you really want to catch this segment on the Torch. You want to go to VFNTV.com and select the Torch, because this you need to catch up. You need to catch up because things are moving really fast. But the United Nations voted to give Palestine an observatory status in the United Nations. In fact, 138 countries, 138, voted for this. And there's only eight other countries that opposed it. Obviously, Israel, the United States, Canada, and a few of the territories, like the Czech Republic and a few other territories. And the rest of the international world either voted for or they abstained. No vote. 41. I mean, come on now. Please vote.
Which is a vote.
Which I don't even understand that.
Right.
You put your cards on the table, please. Yeah. You know what I mean? And so what they try to do is force Israel's hand in negotiating with Palestine. And Israel basically immediately after that, now they're getting ready to build 3,000 homes in that settlement. 3,000 homes. And what this is really has the Palestinians – not only the Palestinians upset, but this is important. The international community now is outraged. Listen to this. You're starting to see this. They're outraged over Israel trying to build on this land now.
On their own land.
Exactly. And a couple of these countries have called back their ambassadors. I was like, are you serious? Listen, if this was not such a tragedy, it'd be hilarious. I want to share some more things. It's just going to blow you away. Well, Australia was one of those countries. You think you've got to be kidding me? And what's happening is that now with the recognition of the Palestinians as an observatory status, mm-hmm. they have the big thing here is that they would try to try Israel on war crimes. And so although President Abbas has said, listen, we don't have any interest in taking them to the ICC. We have no interest in taking them to the International Criminal Court. Mm-hmm. We have no interest in saying that. He said that last week.
Yeah, right.
Well, this week, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said, oh, and by the way, we're also not going to give you the $100 million in tax rebates that Israel collects on behalf of Palestinians. Well, that got them fired up because one of their aides said, is reportedly saying, Nabil Shath says, by continuing these war crimes of settlement activities on our lands and stealing our money, Israel is pushing and forcing us to go to the ICC. Think about it. They're right. Double talk. This is a lie. You can't negotiate. You can't negotiate with evil. That's exactly what they wanted. It's exactly what they wanted.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to force Israel's hand. It's just not going to happen. It's not going to happen. You're not going to manipulate them. You're not going to do anything. So you got what's going on in Syria. You've got we don't want those chemical weapons being lost. I mean, in going into Hamas or any of these countries that want to do Israel in. Turkey is asking now from NATO. They're asking Patriot missiles from NATO to protect themselves from Syria, okay? But they can also use these. They can also use these to attack Israel. I mean, come on now. They're asking NATO to supply them with Patriot missiles, and you can't be. It's one thing. You can't be ignorant of the enemy's devices. I mean, you can't look at this stuff. You know this is all. It's all coming to an end when you can see that it just doesn't make sense. I mean, you know, black is black. The sky is blue. Mm. When people are calling the sky purple when we know it's blue and acting like it's normal, we have a problem. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We have a problem. And on top of that, the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, who is definitely being poised to run 2016. In fact, President Bill Clinton just played around the golf with President Obama. I wonder what they were talking about there.
Are you serious?
They sure did.
Wow.
It's interesting that the very first call that President Obama made when he won re-election was to President Clinton.
Really?
Allegedly, that was the very first call. But Hillary Clinton, speaking at a forum at the Saban Center for the Middle East Policy in Washington Friday, the Daily Caller reports that she said, Israel is suspicious of Palestinians and don't care enough about their plight. Suspicious, I can understand. You know what I'm saying?
Unbelievable.
But doesn't care about... I mean, listen, she's quoted on saying, I'm not making excuses for the missed opportunities of the Israelis or the lack of generosity, the lack of empathy that I think goes hand in hand with the suspicion. Clinton said after praising the country's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for working with her in 2009. It's like, come on. So she goes on to say, so yes, there is more that the Israelites need to do to really demonstrate that they understand the pain of the oppressed. You know what? Why don't you hear for yourself?
And we couldn't get the Palestinians into the conversation until the 10th month. So, look, I'm not making excuses for the missed opportunities of the Israelis or the lack of generosity, the lack of empathy that I think goes hand in hand with the suspicion. So, yes, there is more that the Israelis need to do to really demonstrate that they do understand the pain of an oppressed people in their minds, and they want to figure out within the bounds of security and a Jewish democratic state what can be accomplished.
Oppressed people.
They don't understand. They have no empathy.
Are you kidding me?
Six million Jews being murdered,
right?
Burned, robbed, taken from their land, property being stolen. Are you kidding me? Are you serious? I mean, this is what's being said by the Secretary of State of the United States.
Unbelievable.
In the same conversation, she says, but in the last 20 years, I've seen Israeli leaders make an honest, good faith effort and not be reciprocated in the ways that it was needed. Like, what in the, what? You've seen them make good faith efforts, and yet you're talking about that they lack generosity, they lack, they don't, they're not compassionate or generous. It's coming.
This is ludicrous.
And at the same time, she was just sent, she just came back from brokering this deal, this peace agreement.
Right.
Right? This is alleged peace agreement, which a few days later...
Because they were being bombed
by
Hamas. But they have no empathy, right?
No empathy. A few days later, the president of Egypt declares himself pharaoh and king. It's like, come on now. Come on, listen. Wait, listen. We got to be wise, right? Why is the serpent innocent as doves? You got to know the times and the season that we're living in. And it's not for us to be concerned and be fretful. I mean, we say this often, but it's for us to be informed and educated and to know how to pray.
Right.
I mean, you know, when you're sick, do you want someone to pray for you that you just get better? Or when you're really sick, you start telling, let me give you some details. Let me give you some information so that you can aim your prayer. Do you want a general blanket of prayer? Or do you want laser sharp area to speak specifically in faith about a particular issue that you're dealing with?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Trust me, if I got pain, if I got something going on in my body, pray that this will go away, that will go away. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say, just pray that I get better.
Yeah.
So we're talking specifics so that we can know how to pray because we're informed of what's really happening. Let me tell you something. God has Israel. The one who never sleeps, never slumbers, trust me, he has Israel's back.
Right.
And they're spoken of in the last days. It's America that we're not even mentioned.
That's
so listen,
right.
Israel will survive.
You know
I'm saying
live.
Israel will survive. And we did talk about the true Iron Dome. We know who the true Iron Dome is. We've seen it's the hand coming out of heaven that's over Israel.
That's right.
And so, but we can pray, we can be vigilant, and just know. I mean, I just sense just even in my spirit. I mean, it's just a cup of trembling. I mean, at any time. This just can shift into just full-blown attack at any time of upheaval. At the same time that this country is looking at reaching a fiscal cliff in less than 30 days. Let me tell you something.
Exactly.
Be prayerful. Put your hope and put your confidence in the Lord. This is not the time to be self-righteous.
Nope.
We talked about this earlier in the first hour. This is not the time to be self-righteous. This is not the time to be pounding your chest on how good you are. This is the time for the church to be low and slow. It's a time to be repentant. We don't have time to be pointing any fingers. You know, so you ever taught someone's like, they just did this major thing and they want to talk about an insignificant thing. It's like, well, you just got caught robbing the bank. How are you talking about how the police officer said, freeze? What do you mean he yelled at you? You know what I'm saying? what do you mean he yelled at me? You're robbing a bank. This is not this is the time to be pointing fingers about anything else, but about taking personal responsibility, going low, going slow, and being in a place of repentance, which is not just saying I'm sorry for what has happened, but turning back to God.
Mm-hmm. You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.